And now, live from the Punky Treehouse
and the Highwayman's Lodge,
it's
Punky!
This is Punky! This is Punky!
Gooper, Gooper.
Hello.
Well done, you found Punky Radio. My name's Paul B. Edwards.
My name's Tony Hearn.
And this week's show is... how many times have I said this to you? This week's show is a right mixed bag. But there's a reason for everything we're playing, and there's a particularly good reason for the first track. Tony, enjoy this. This is The Monsters. I'm going away, girl. Well, I say, my baby, there's a trouble, baby, tracking my ball, girl. Daddy, feed my head, cause you don't travel, baby, child of my ball, girl. The Monsters, Tony. They're out on Voodoo Rhythm Records.
Cool.
Right. What I want to know is, what is their MySpace page?
MySpace.com/ The Monsters Music?
No. MySpace.com/ The Swiss Monsters. I've got a feeling I'm going to win this week, Tony. I'm just saying that now.
Okay.
We have got some odd MySpaces for you. Listen to Planet Smashes underneath us right now. Thanks for doing a great job on the beds this week, my friend.
That's okay.
That track is from a new Voodoo Rhythms sampler. It's the Voodoo Rhythms Records to Ruin Any Party, Volume 3. 21 killer tracks out now. We've played a lot of the bands. In fact, we've played some of the songs on this CD. But oversight of mine, we've never played The Monsters. We will be playing something very unlikely at the end of this show, which is also on The Voodoo Rhythm Records, Volume 3, 21 Killer Tracks, Records to Ruin Any Party. Hello to Reverend Beatman. Thanks for putting together another fantastic compilation. This is a great way into Voodoo Rhythms, this thing. Do find out more about them. I think it's Voodoo Rhythm. I think it's VoodooRhythm.com. I'm not sure. Type in Voodoo Rhythm Records into the internet and you will find out. Track this CD down and buy it. Yes, that's what I want to say about that. What I also want to say was the title of the song was I'm Going Away, Girl. And I'm going away next week, girl. Next Monday, I'm going to Fuerteventura for 4 nights, all inclusive. 4 stars, of course. Got a budget deal, £147. Absolute result. Strongly recommend those of you, before you start moaning, going, oh, you're so lucky you can go away. If you go to various websites, if you just type in, I'd like a cheap holiday, please, things come up, follow them through. I'll tell you, the best deals normally aren't on the net. The offer's on the net, and then you phone up. And you'll phone up some firm somewhere, and they'll go, oh, sorry, that holiday's gone, but we have got this one, and it'll be £10 more. And that's just how they get their 10 quid. Don't worry about it. It's all perfectly kosher. It all works out fine. Expect to pay 10 quid over what you find out online, and you still get an unbelievable deal. This 147 quid includes flights, transfer, 4 nights in a 4-star hotel with all the food and booze I can drink. What did you say when you told about this, Tony?
Cheaper than a travel lodge.
It's cheaper than a travel lodge, my friend. It's, it's cheaper than a travel lodge in Leamington's Spa, and it's a 4-star hotel in Fuerteventura. I've got a result. I was going to read you something else out here that we got, but I'll save it for later on in the show, because I want to get on with the next track. Now, we're playing 2 Voodoo Rhythm songs this week. We're also playing 2 songs by Japan Files. I'll tell you why we're playing the next one in the second half of the show, but trust me, there's a little bit of symmetry again this week. However, next up, one of my favourite bands to ever come out of Japan, and I don't say that lightly. This is, of course, Asakusa Jinta, who describe themselves variously as a marching ska band, gangster rock, call it what you will, they're brilliant. What I want to know is, Tony, what is their MySpace page?
MySpace.com/Asakusa Jinta.
It is. It's Tony Wan, probably being the internet one. That might be one of the last ones you get right, get right for a while. This is A Paradise Rock. You're listening to the Chop Tops underneath us right now. Thanks for doing such a great job on the beds this week, Tony.
That's okay.
I was wondering, got any podcast alley coming?
I do.
Well, let's hear it.
So podcast alley seems to be all working again now. Well, it is working. They got all of it now. Well, not all of it. The comments are working. So if you haven't voted for us this month, please do. So it's still mid-month, so plenty of time to vote for us in January for the new year. Easiest way to do that is to go to punkyradio.com at the top of the screen. It's important, please vote for us link. Hit that, enter your email address and the subject in the comment, if so wish, because I'll read them out.
And, should point out, this is really just a vanity vote now. It's like, I don't think it makes a lot of difference how far up the chart we go. It's just, voting and leaving a comment has traditionally been a good way to get your comment read out on this show. So you might as well keep it up, and it means that you don't have a right of reply, so to speak. You can't send us something that we're going to email you back on. So you are as incongruous, as incognito as you like.
And we've got three this week, so we've only got three left. Please do get.
So get on with it, yeah.
Yeah, exactly. Punky never disappoints. Great job again. Ah, I never get tired of the banter and great music. Punky is my weekly fix of laugh out loud uncontrollably with a big ear to ear smile on my face. Thanks, guys, and keep it up, Manny D. That's a Aino Yaradupis. Manny.
I know a yellow doofus.
I know yellow doofus.
I know no yellow doofus. We like hearing from you, Manny. Keep it up. Thank you very much. I'm pleased we make you laugh.
Fucking hell, it works. Rastus. Thank you.
Rastus Rastus.
He's right, of course.
He is right. Well done, it does work. Feel free to leave a bit more information than that.
Finally. Like a bad smell, it never really goes away. So Podcast Alley is back. Hooray! It means the regular Punky fans can once again write random comments to Portland Tony once a month. Okay, so my comment isn't really random this time, but I don't care. That's an insane star.
Well, thanks so much, insane star. I can't believe there's a little bit of information you left off there.
Which is?
About the pants.
Oh, yeah, true.
Which is? This has been going on for 4 months, hasn't it? Possibly longer. That's why she's leaving comments on Podcast Alley. That's exactly my point. If you leave comments on Podcast Alley, I can't send you an email back saying, where are your knickers? Now, Tony.
Yes.
Is that it?
That's it, yeah.
It is, isn't it? I'll introduce this song, but I'd like you to back announce it and talk through it afterwards. Is that all right? Because they got in touch with you about this. I received the CD. But they got in touch with you. I feel it's only right you should do something about it. In the meantime, here is Misspelt National Insecurity.
You can make a change.
I believe I'll make a difference.
There's nothing wrong.
Right, so that's misspelt and national insecurity. They got in touch with me. They couldn't find our address on our MySpace page because fuck MySpace. They've changed it all, so our address has fallen off MySpace now, so we do need to sort that out.
Oh, right, okay.
Yeah, just reminded myself. So if you do have something to send in and you can't find our address, email either me, Tony at punkyradio.com, or Paul, paulieb at punkyradio.com. But we'll get our address up on punkyradio.com as soon as possible. They got in touch, and I think they got in touch a while ago, because isn't this the band where the guitarist fell off a mountain? Or something? During
I
the
hope
recording.
So.
We heard it from a while ago with a band who couldn't do the recording because when the guitarist broke his leg or something.
Right.
I'm sure that was misspelled. It might be wrong.
Oh, I can't remember what happened on Sunday, Tony.
No, this is a good 6 months ago at least.
Well, what is their MySpace page, Tony?
MySpace.com/misspelt2.0.
How are you spelling 2.0?
Number 2 point and the word zero.
I just wanted to hear you say number 2. Yes, it is. That's an extra point I wasn't expecting you to get. Suddenly, you're back in the running. Tony 2, probably the internet Neil. What's interesting about that is that when they sent us the EP they sent us before, they had changed the name to Misspelt 2.0, hadn't they? Because they got a new lineup, got a new singer. They've obviously dropped that again and gone back to Misspelt. But the MySpace page is still Misspelt 2.0. They did send me a little letter.
Cool.
Well, ours a little letter. It says, "Hello, punky chaps. Enclosed is one promo copy of our new CD, National Insecurity.
Cool.
Please ignore the track listing on the sleeve, as that is for the US version. You only have the first 4 tracks." Sorry, reason for that being that the last 3 tracks on it were on the EP before. Right. You can order copies of this CD via our website, themisspelt.com. Misspelt is MISPELT. I wouldn't want you to misspell it. Or if you are of a downloading persuasion, the tracks are available on Amazon, iTunes, etc. Here are 2 badges to make up for the missing tracks. This note is made from recycled elephant poo. Love, the misspell. Thank you very much. Smells divine. So yes, that's that. Now, ooh. I am going to read you out an email I completely forgot about here, which it may take me a second or two to find. Hang on. Older. Here we are. This came through from Marv.
Okay.
Thought I'd send a quick message to my lapsed war bud and thorny Ina. If you're wondering what that's about, it's because every time we mention him, we say that Newark, where he lives, is an anagram of wanker. So I can only assume that lapsed war bud and thorny Ina are anagrams of our names. It says, to say, great show, keep it up, damn it, from Marv. Or VRAM, I think this is an anagram, the Russian fire eater who accidentally set fire to his tongue and has learnt semaphore to get by with the helpful hobby of table tennis as a side project. Those bats come in handy, don't they?
Weird.
He's not of this earth, is he? Thank you very much, Marv. I was going to tell you something else here. Don't matter, it's all gone. I'm going to introduce the next band now. This is genuinely funny. This is a 7 degrees of separation from Kevin Bacon or whatever it was. You might remember that a while ago I played a track by a band called Monaco Bears.
Right.
The track was off a CD that I found on the floor at a gig in my hometown.
Okay.
I knew nothing about the band. I didn't know how to get in touch with them. I didn't know who they were. All I knew was that this 3-track CD had been left and we played a track. Imagine my surprise when on Saturday night I was at my mate Roch's 40th birthday and this bloke Nick that I know walks up, says, "Alright mate, how are you doing?" We have a chat. He said, "Thanks very much for playing my son's band on your show." I said, "He's not in Monaco Bears." He went, "Yeah."
Nice.
Brilliant. Now we have information. Trust me, Monaco Bears, we've got a lot of teenage listeners, right? We have. Monaco Bears are a properly teenage band. These are, do you remember the word of the week, punkskin?
Mm-hmm.
We're a little punk. These are little punkskins. But I tell you what, they're more than that. This is really interesting, quirky, catchy, indie, I wouldn't go as far as to call it punk, but it's indie music. It's really, really good laugh. What I want to know is, what is Monaco Bears' MySpace page?
MySpace.com/Monaco Bears?
It is! Bollocks! It's Tony 3, poorly be an internet one. This is all going horribly wrong. This is IOU.
An old friend of mine is buying some more time. His job is on the line. His wife is gonna leave him. His debts are too high. He can't afford to pay them now.
Speaking of teenage punk rockers, Tony. It's good that, isn't it? I really like that band. Like, speaking of teenage punk rockers, you might remember that in previous weeks we have done a Manila PR competition just before Christmas.
Yeah.
20-odd CDs or something. And the person that won it was a guy called Sam. And I initially thought, brilliant, Sam, probably in England, marvellous.
Yeah.
Later discovered Sam was in Canada. This email from Sam this week. And if you would like to send me an email, do send it. paulieb@punkyradio.com. Title your email, whatever you fucking like. Here we go. Hey, Paul. I just got the CDs in the mail and I'm really enjoying them. I just wanted to say thanks. I'd have to say my favourite ones are the two Limousine CDs. Oh, I'm not surprised. The Red Track album and Joe Carnell and the Book Club's EP. Thanks again. By the way, I was really happy when you played Drunken Balordi on the last show because I've been listening to Go Go Bordello and really like it. So I bought the Drunken Balordi album and it's really good. Say hi to the Queen for me, Sam. I will, Sam. Hey, Tony.
Yes.
Hi. Sorry. Hey. But yeah, anyway, thank you very much, Sam. That is really, really kind of you. And I'm really glad you brought the album. This is Punky Radio, Tony. Uniting fans and bands from across the lands. Exactly. Thanks very much, Sam. Keep listening. Right, next track is by Nothing But Enemies. This is a new album that's out now via Distort PR. who, as you know, we've been playing quite a bit of their stuff recently. And thanks very much to you, Dan, for keeping us off on Patak Records. I can't help calling it that. I'll tell you a bit more about it afterwards. This has got a great title, Tony. This is Cat's Head Split Open. Listen to the Rich Morton sound underneath us. Thanks for doing such a great job on the beds this week, Tony.
That's okay.
If you get this MySpace page right, I'll kiss you. If ever there was an incentive to get a MySpace page wrong, it's now.
True.
What is Nothing But Enemies MySpace page?
MySpace.com/NothingButEnemies.
No, you didn't even try, did you?
No.
You didn't want the kiss.
Correct.
MySpace.com/ You can be so cruel. MySpace.com/nothingbutenemies SCFF. Yes, I've got no idea why that should
be. Right, okay.
MySpace.com/nothingbutenemies SCFF. Probably be internet 2, the fight back begins. Tony 3. Now, I was wondering, Tony, have you got any gigs?
Yes.
Does that mean it's time for
Tony's International Gig Guide? I've got an email this week, well, a couple of emails, firstly one in Hitchin. Okay, from the North Hearts Amnesty International group.
Oh, is this via Phil?
The email from, yeah, well, Regina Vanderloof.
Yeah, that's Phil's wife.
Ah, okay.
Beautiful pronunciation, by the way.
Philip Powell, there you go, yes it is.
Yeah, there you go.
Who says, North Hearts Amnesty International Group are organising a fundraising and awareness concert on the 22nd of January 2011 at Club 85, Hitchin. It says, Amnesty International North Hearts Group offer you the rare chance to catch the Pistols live at Club 85, Winbush Road in Hitchin. Support comes from the excellent Husker Du, inspired Badhead.
Yes, it's not Husker Du, Tony.
No.
It's the Husker Du inspired bad hair.
Got you.
So, this is the 7 degrees of separation thing you go on there. I saw the Pistols last Friday in Lechford. I'll tell you a bit more about that a little bit later on in the show. One of the blokes in the band is a guy called Colin Williams. Colin has been mates with Phil Powell since school.
Okay.
Oh, the circle won't be broken. Also, we were asked if we could do something at this gig, maybe compare it or DJ it.
Oh, is this that gig?
Right. Yes, but unfortunately, I'm working and you're busy. And I'll tell you more about what I'm doing. Anyway, more info, sorry.
Yeah, so, and the evening will kick off with Spoof Rockers' Strontium Dog. Tickets are available from Club 85 online for £5 or on the door on the night for £6. All proceeds go to Amnesty International.
It will be a really good gig. And it's really reasonably priced when you bear in mind I paid £11 to see the Pistols last Friday. And they're excellent. Badhead I saw Rhythms of the World in Hitchin last summer. They were excellent as well. I haven't seen Strontium Dog, but they wouldn't have been put on the bill unless they're excellent. This gig's going to be excellent. If you can, go do.
Yep, and the website's club-85.co.uk.
Yeah, it's an excellent venue. Now, I have a little... This sounds bad, doesn't it? I have a little email stroke gig to tell you about as well. That's not for a while. Hi, Paul. Hope all is well with you, mate. Happy New Year. Just thought I'd let you know about our new club in Luton. It's me and Gary Day, our bass player, and 40-plus years of collected vinyl. Now, the me is Ricky Lee Braun. None other than Ricky Lee Braun, my friend. Famous psychobilly and rockabilly drummer down the years. Most famous in my head for being a drummer in Space Cadets. Gary Day, a.k.a. Gaz Day, who's been in half the psychobilly bands that have ever been, including Frantic Flintstones, and more interestingly, I think, was also the double bass player with Morrissey when he decided to be all rockabilly.
Oh, right, okay.
Yeah. And they've started the following. We had a shakedown night at the Black Horse in December, which went down very well, and we've been asked to do another on the 26th of the 2nd of this year. Hope you can make it. Where else are you going to hear Django Funk, Ian Dury, obscure old and new rockabilly, Latin jazz, and on and on and on? Hope to see you there. Regards, RLB. There you go. He said, it's quite sweet. P.S. Check the attached flyer, Helen's Creation. Helen, of course, is Ricky's wife and is also the Helen in the Johnson family with Ricky and Nigel Lewis. Oh, just everything's connecting this week, Tony. So, yeah, if you are about and you're in the Luton area on the 26th of Feb, at the moment I'm off, I'm going to try and get there. Probably won't be by then. But do try and get to this gig. It's really good. And the Black Horse was the scene of my first and most fatal Old Rosie incident. Don't know whether you remember that, but that was, God, that was it. When was that? Quite a while ago. And it involved me very nearly dying the next day. But yes, that's the 26th of Feb. So I think that concludes Tony's international gig. And seeing as I've just mentioned that Gaz Day is a part of this venture and that he used to be in a band called the Frantic Flintstones, and the fact that Frantic Flintstones, it's just been announced, they're going to be playing the Psychobilly meeting in Pineda de Mar in July of this year, and the fact that they were supposed to be doing a gig with Mad Sin as a Clubfoot reunion on January the 29th, but now can't because a member of the band has been injured and they've had to cancel all gigs until March. If you can quickly tell me what the Frantic Flintstones MySpace page is.
MySpace.com/Frantic Flintstones?
No, MySpace.com/Frantic Flintstones, MySpace, but they don't go on it very often. They're easy to find on Facebook. I think it's only right I should play you a track right now by them. This is an old track, old classic of one of their best ofs. This is Absolution.
Shots they can tear into your soul and send your body to the outer world, the deepest, blackest hole. These I've seen a thousand years of love and death and pain. So look upon me now and let me give you life again. My eyes have seen the story of the coming of glory, and looks on the descending steps of hell. Falling burning, sing the dread, they rise and sing the bone today. Give me life and I'll attempt it well. Void of salt poison running through my veins. Voices screaming in the dark, they cannot break the chains. These eyes will melt your pulsing heart and burn your soul within. Your heart will be one with mine, and I'll bear your sin. My eyes have seen the story of the coming of the glory, and looks on the descending steps of hell. Well, falling burning, cinders red, they rise to sink among the dead. Give me life and I'll tempt it well. Ah!
sharks need can tear into your soul and send your body to the outer world, deepest, blackest hole. These eyes have seen a thousand years of love and death and pain. So look upon them now and let me give you life again. My eyes have seen the story of the coming of the glory, and looked on the descendant steps of hell. Falling burning sinners red, they rise to sink among the dead. Give me life and I'll tend it well.
So at the moment, it's actually Paulie B, the Internet 3, Tony 3, just to say
okay.
I took an early lead and then I've caught up again. You're listening to Guana Bats underneath us right now. Thanks for doing such a great job on the beds this week, Tony.
That's okay.
It must sound like to the occasional listener that I know everybody in rock and roll. After the last section, I don't. It just happens to be all the people lined up. That all the planets came into alignment of rock, didn't they?
Yeah.
Instead, and it's like I knew everything that was going on because of little conversations I've had and various emails and things that have just happened in the last few days. I'm not normally such a show off. Trust me. Anyway, when I went to see the Pistols last week, right? Oh, did I say you're listening to the Guana Bats underneath us?
I think so. Maybe not.
If I didn't, they're worth mentioning at least thrice. You're listening to the Guana Bats underneath us. Thanks for doing such a great job in the beds this week, Tony. And I'll tell you what, they do go very well with the Flantic Flintstones. The Flantic Flintstones. Flantic Flintstones. The Frantic Flintstones, who I am looking forward to seeing soon. Now, last week I went to see Pistols, last Friday, at Plinston Hall. It was an overpriced £11, especially as they were free the next day at a gig in Stevenage. But it was the only night I could get to see them. So I went, as did 40 other people. 40 other people would have really liked to have enjoyed them and walked to the front of the stage but couldn't, because there was one bloke there looking like a really knackered Bruce Foxton with an incredible 1978 mullet who jumped about like an idiot during the songs before the band started, and when the band's got on, didn't do any more, and it just stopped anyone getting anywhere near the front. This geezer was jumping about. He obviously wanted everyone else to jump about, but he was doing that sort of running and jumping across the whole length of the dance floor thing, which means he didn't get anywhere near. If he just stood still, people would have done. This encouraged four or five fat old meatheads to do the same thing. So then they were running, and it was quite funny because when the Pistols came out to start, the lead singer, Paul, I mean Johnny Rotten, said, right, everybody, 10 paces forward. And everybody took 10 paces forward, and the band broke into Holidays in the Sun. Then fucking Bruce Foxton twat started careering about like an idiot again, and people very quickly took 10 paces back again and left the same mess they didn't start with. So you just couldn't get near the band. This didn't actually interfere with the gig that much. The band were absolutely excellent. Really, really good. And if you do get the chance to see the Pistols, do go and see them ASAP. What better time, of course, than this Saturday. But do get the chance to see them as soon as you can. They are utterly fantastic. And hello to all of them. I went round to the pub round the corner from the gig afterwards with Colin, the bass player, known in the band as Steve Tones. And me and him were just settling into our first pint. And who should come into the pub than Paul, a.k.a. Johnny Rotten, dressed not as Johnny Rotten circa 1976. No, sir. Dressed as Johnny Rotten in the Country Life butter advert.
Oh, boy.
He was fantastic. Like, he did the whole gig in it, in this outfit. Right, walked in and said, here, the drummer, Toby, who I know as well, he's also Major Phil, says, has fucked off home without giving me a lift. Can you give me a lift home, Colin? And he went, yeah, all right. So Colin had to give him a lift back to Stevenage. And as I put in my blog, Punk's not dead. Right? Yes, I should mention, there's all the information about this gig is in my blog, which is Paulie B, PORLYBEE.blogspot.com. And this week's blog is all about that gig. Do get the chance to go on there if you can. Tell your friends about it. You never know, you might like it. What have you got planned this week? Anything?
Don't know. I'm going out for a meal this week. We started looking for houses.
Right. I thought you'd found one, the first one you went for, Matt.
Day one. Yeah, we saw two houses on day one, and one was absolutely perfect. But it's
right.
we haven't even talked about mortgages yet or anything. We literally just looked, and So we're going to look at it again and then see if it's worth it. It's a lot of money and it needs a lot of work.
Yeah, all right, but word of advice, you really need to go and find out how much you can borrow before you even think about making an offer.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, so. Because if people do want to move quickly, you won't be able to.
No, that's why it's like day one was bad, because we didn't have no idea.
Oh, mate, there's a lot of houses for sale at the moment.
Yeah, and it's a good time to buy, but it's also
This is a very, very good time to buy. Even if you're not going to be in a position to buy for 2 or 3 months, you really want to get. Sorry that to suddenly go into property on this. I have some experience here. This is a great time to get an offer in and get it accepted. Yeah. Nothing's going to happen for probably 12 weeks after you do it anyway, which means you get a spring move as well, which is nice. But to actually get that offer now, because everything starts to go up at Easter. Yeah. Houses look nicer in the sunshine. It is as simple as that, mate. Right. Sorry to just butt in on that. Also, that you do know, every single week I ask you if you're up to anything this week, and every single week you go, haven't really thought about it. It's only been 5.5 years. This week I'm doing the Comedy Cafe, Thursday, Friday, Saturday night. It's my return to Rivington Street, which is closest tube is Old Street Tube. If you are around in London this weekend, please come down and see. Can't remember what I'm doing. Don't know whether I'm comparing or doing a set, but I will be there most of the night, each night. And I haven't done it for years. It used to be one of my favourite gigs, and I'm finally back in. Looking forward to going back a lot. It's a good bill as well. A comic called Jeff Boys is on. He's very, very good. That's this week. The Thursday night, I don't think it's particularly expensive to get in. Friday and Saturday, probably 10 or 15 quid. But it's a great gig, and if you're in sort of the gateway to East London, as I like to call Old Street, why not come down? Right, time for the next song. It's a return to Japan Files, Tony. I'll tell you why we're playing this after we've heard it. Special thanks, Secret Girl. Special thanks, Tony, and a track called Secret Girl. That's off an album that's not out yet, and this is how good Japan Files are. JapanFiles.com, by the way. I know that I get music from there quite a bit and play it on this show because they're so good. It's a really easy way to find out about Japanese alternative music, full stop. They've actually sent me the album in advance for me to have. They're clearly really excited about this band, and they describe them as kind of indie, but I think they're more sort of pop punk. Really good, really good album. Comes out in February sometime, I think. So you can't actually get these things yet, but if you liked that, just make a note of special thanks, and that their tracks will be available in around about a month's time. What I'll know is what is special thanks to MySpace page.
MySpace.com/special thanks band.
No, MySpace.com/special thanks 777.
Right.
Yes, I don't know why either. Poorly Be the Internet 4, Tony 3, ha ha ha, back in the lead. You're listening to Midnight Configuration underneath us right now. Thanks for doing such a great job on the bed this week, Tony.
Okay.
Have you got a twat?
No.
Oh dear.
No, no.
Well, you better tell people what to do about that then.
It's all dried up again. Please do. I need you to email me your twats if you can, please. Email me tony@punkyradio.com. I want my twats' name, where they're from, and the reason. It's that simple. Get your emails into me as soon as possible, please, so I can read them out. You've been told.
You bet you have been told. But it's all right. You've got something to do in its place, haven't you, Tony?
Yeah, so as I mentioned in the gig
section. You've got some more gigs, haven't you?
Yeah, I've got another email to read
out. Does that mean it's time once again for
Tony's International Gig Guide? Yeah, and these are from the Torf Bar Club, which is on Denmark Street.
Yes, and this has come through from the lovely Shan, hasn't it?
Yeah.
Yes. Shan, who used to be in the Nipple Erectors, Tony.
Oh.
Who were Shane McGowan's original band.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. Who I missed through being drunk when they reformed at the 100 Club.
Bye-bye, okay.
Idiot. But hello, Shan. I was supposed to interview you as well, but I was drunk. So sorry about that. On a separate occasion.
Well, she sent me through all the gigs for the rest of the month. So I'm going to read out probably the next weeks and save and do the rest next week.
Okay.
Skipping tonight's Wednesday. Tomorrow night, Wednesday 19th of January, Beelzebozo, Tiny Fish, The Any Days, and Amanda Ray. That's £6. Profits donated to McMillan Cancer Support. Kicks off about half. No, doors open from 7. Looks like the first band is on at 7:45, and that's £6. And the next day, Thursday, the 20th of January, Amphibic and Tess Parks and Brandy Rowe. Again, £6. And in MySpace, I've got there is myspace.com/TessNormaParks for more information on that gig. And on Friday night, Friday 21st, Black River Heavies, Hope, MOT, and Model Citizen. Again, £6. Bit of a theme. And this is presented by the Target Club. Best MySpace for that one is myspace.com/MOTBand, MOT band. And on Saturday night, The Voodoo Pins, Loudmouth Eddie, The Good Ship Band, and The Black Sparrows. How much is it, you say? £6.
Hey!
Hey! And that's London Calling Presents.
Mm.
They say that the Good Ship Band is a four-piece electric folk rock outfit from Tunbridge, Kent.
That will be a great gig.
Yeah.
It does clash with the Amnesty one in Itchen, though. So if you're in the Itchen area, go and see the Pistols. If you're in the London area, which I believe is slightly bigger, do try and get down to 12 Bar. It's a fantastic venue. And just as an aside, it's got the best upstairs of any venue in the world. Oh. I'm not going to give you any more information than that, but if you can make it upstairs, you're going to love it. Say no more.
Okay. Finally, we've got one on next Monday, so the day before the next show comes out. Michael Chorney and Adrian Rowe and the Exiles. Adrian Rowe and the Exiles, rather. £6! And more information on that, michaelchorney.com, michaelchorney.com.
I'm starting to think all gigs are £6, Tony.
It does seem like there's three.
I'd also say that there's room for far more people in the venue than there are in the gig itself. Right, and it's a real social occasion, people wandering in and out of the gig, and there's two separate bars from the gig, and you bump into people you know, and it's you'll see various, as the night goes on, you'll see various sort of famous people from the world of rock and roll in there as well. Mark Lamar goes down there to watch bands. That's where I met Charlie Harper from UK Subs was in there.
Oh, okay.
And yeah, you do, but the Jewel go down there quite a bit. Devilish Presley go down there. Wonk Unit go down there. Just various people go in there for a late drink, even if they can't make it see the bands. It's a terrific venue.
Cool.
That's 26 and that concludes, Denmark Street. Yeah, 26 Denmark Street, that's right. Nearest tube, Tottenham Court Road. Yeah. And that concludes
Tony's International Gig Guide.
One band left on this week's show, Tony, and we are not letting you down. This is, again, something a little bit different and funky. I return to the Voodoo Rhythm Records to Ruin Your Party, to Ruin Any Party, Volume 3. This is the... it's not the last track on it, it was the Monsters. This is one of the last tracks on it. We've never played this band before. This is mad kind of garage funk, I'd call it, really. What I want to know is, Tony, what is King Khan and the Shrines MySpace page?
MySpace.com/King Khan and the Shrines?
No, it's not. And I'll tell you why. They've left the and off because of all that ampersand nonsense thing. So it's MySpace.com/King Khan the Shrines. Paulie B and the Internet 5, Tony 3. I knew I'd win it this week, but I didn't think it'd be as close as that. Enjoy this. Tell me. Tony,
nice.
It's terrific, really terrific. As have been all the songs you've played this week. Again, I warned you it's going to be a mixed bag. I wonder if you could just remind people the importance of iTunes.
Yeah, sure. Reviewing us at iTunes is really important. A few reviews help move us up the featured rankings of iTunes. So it's quite important if you can get them in. 5 stars only, obviously, and we do read them out. So if you want to do that, easy way to do it is go to punkyradio.com. At the left is an iTunes link. If you hit that, it will take you to the music store and our page on it, and you can log in. You will need to log in and have an iTunes account, which is free, and then review us. As I say, 5 stars only. I read the US, Paul reads the UK. If you aren't in any of those countries, just email us your review and we'll feature on the show.
It is very important. Thank you very much. We are due to read them out again as well. So get yours in this week and we'll try and sort things out soon. Also, thank you very much to Hussy Skunk and Roach Radio for carrying us on your internet stations. Happy birthday to Diamond Joe from Roach Radio. His birthday was last week. Thanks very much to Mevio for carrying the show. We really should do more about them, but we never do. It's an interesting site, mevio.com. Check it out, have a look round it. I've not even had time to mention this week that I'm growing a beard.
Are you? Well,
pop such is the nature of punky. Say goodbye, Tony.
Goodbye, Tony.
I pooed.
But you guys.